Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Break it, you're not the same as anyone here, but we can take it. We're short of brown around, or we're queer. I've got a feeling we are onto something here.
Live from King's Place in London, the Spontaneity Shop presents Global Pillage, the comedy panel show starring you, the hive mind of the audience.
If you worry, trouble might be coming your way. In it together, I think that's what I heard the man say. I've got a feeling we're gonna be okay.
Mark Hodger, please, everybody! Hello, I'm Deborah Frances White, and this is Global Pillage, which is not a documentary about pill popping at dance festivals, but is in fact a comedy panel show where we take a gentle poke at a planet where the German word for home gym translates as torture chamber. And where more people are afraid of clowns than climate change. And if you do find the sight of clowns scary, be grateful that this is only audio, because it's time to introduce our comedians. On my left, playing for Kiwi Mango, Jake Howie and Bisha Kelly. Yeah. And on my right, playing for Good Cop, Bad Cop, Katie Mulgrew and Francesco De Carlo. So firstly, panellists, what makes you diverse? Jake Howie.
I'm from New Zealand. So one person from Keiko. I'm also a gay man. Yeah, okay, cool. And I don't know if that still counts. Yeah. I'm married to an Italian. Does that count?
Yeah. You're married to an Italian.
I'm married to an Italian.
I thought you said I'm married to a telly. And I was like, that really is... If you're married to an electrical appliance,
things
A,
haven't got
you're
that
diverse,
bad yet.
And B, they were right about the slippery slope.
And also, I think something that makes me really diverse is I was raised in the Church of Scientology.
Oh.
But I'm normal. It's fine. Everyone looks terrified.
That's what Tom Cruise says. He says he's normal.
He is!
And Bisha Kayali, how are you diverse?
I'm diverse. I am a British Asian, British Pakistani, and I lived in Saudi Arabia when I was growing up. And I feel like I've done this so many times. So a new fact about me, I cannot ride a bike.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Someone just whispered, she needs to learn.
Somebody just said she needs to learn.
Also, very menacingly as well.
Like she's going to be forced to learn.
Yeah.
In a sort of Clockwork Orange sort of way.
Good, exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I will teach you to ride a bike. I mean, not well.
I mean, we could just not, also.
All right, good. Well, that's been your life plan up until now. Why is your team called Kiwi Mango?
I don't know if this is true, but I feel like there's only one person in the room who can verify it. But I think mangoes might be the national fruit of Pakistan.
Is your mum in the audience?
Yes, she is.
Bisha Kayali's mum, is the mango the national fruit of Pakistan?
I'm not positive.
That's enough.
If you're listening at home, you didn't hear that. She said, I'm not positive, but I think it should be because it's my favourite fruit. So, Ned Sedgwick, you should probably start checking that.
No, it is true.
Is it?
Yeah, I know that, actually, as a fact. Other national fruits I know, the national fruit of Somalia is the banana, and the national fruit of Scotland is the strawberry.
That's interesting.
I know. It is interesting.
Do you absolutely know that? Or do you just know that with the confidence of a white man? Because I noticed the two Pakistani women who are here were just like, we're not absolutely sure. And then old white man in the corner is like, it's definitely a fact. I don't need to look it up. Don't need it verified. And here's some other countries and some fruits that might be linked. That, what, I mean...
I'm beginning to think about the way I answered that question and realise I just didn't have time to Wikipedia it. So I just decided it was true.
Did you? Can you please Wikipedia it now, though? Just because I'll be very impressed if it is. Good cop, bad cop, Francesco De Carlo. How are you diverse?
Diverse. I'm from Italy.
Yay!
Come on! Where we produce Prosecco and Ferrari and good politicians. A lot of things.
Katie Mulgrew, how are you diverse?
I'm diverse because I'm middle class, but I'm also from Rochdale in Lancashire. So that makes me like... dead diverse. I'm basically like a latte from Greg's. You're welcome. It's not a Prosecco and a Ferrari, is it? No.
Why are you called good cop, bad cop?
Oh, yeah.
Because...
explain it, please.
Okay. No, oh, don't you be like, explain it. You were on board a minute ago. Because everything, like, Francesco's lovely Italian accent, everything sounds very, like, warm and inviting and, like... you're telling the truth, and everything I say sounds, in my accent, sounds like aggressive and mean. Like, we don't mean to. So that's why we're calling.
I totally agree.
I would love to see you interrogate somebody now. Mark. keeping doubt at bay like a self-medicating hypochondriac armed with apples over in Pedant's Corner, please applaud our resident stickler, Ned Sedgwick.
Hello.
Expertly tickling the ivories, or let's be totally honest, expertly tickling the plastics on the keyboard, it's Mark Hodge. Ned, have you had any global experiences this week?
Yes, a French person was asking me about Guy Fawkes Night, which is, I think even for English people, quite a peculiar thing. But she pointed out one of the weirdest things about it is that we set off fireworks, because that represents what would have happened to the Houses of Parliament if it had been successful. She was like, no other country celebrates an unsuccessful kind of war or whatever by pretending it happens.
Replicating, here's what it would have looked like. We were all given biscuits by Tom Guilford from the last BBC series of Bake Off. Yeah, and we had to write on them something fun. Now, mine was already written on by Tom, because I could not be trusted. Tom wrote Feminist as Fuck, but he starred out the letters U and C so as not to offend anybody at a matinee show, which is lovely. What did you write?
We branded.
Yeah, Kiwi Mango.
Kiwi Mango, yeah. Brilliant, what? Well done.
Yeah.
Ned, what did you write?
I wrote Negend. And then I drew the traditional Roman and Bhutanese sign for good luck.
Oh, which, nice.
Of which is a phallus.
Good cop, bad cop. What have you written on your paddles?
I didn't know we were supposed to write on it, so I just wrote yum really quickly.
And you're still working on yours, Francesco. Bearing in mind that your country do produce both Prosecco and Ferraris, what have you managed to come up with?
Grazie, which means thank you.
Oh, it's illegible.
he looks like he's written it drunk on Prosecco whilst driving a Ferrari.
And nice. Mark Hodge on keyboard, what have you written on yours?
I've actually been sucking the tube of icing this time.
Like a three-year-old,
I've had time to write Cumula Vista.
What's that mean?
Well, I think we shall find out in a moment.
Oh, on every episode of Global Pillage, Mark creates unique theme music by adapting a folk song from another culture. Over to you, Mark.
This is a call and response song, so you're going to have to sing it back to me. Are you ready? Cumula, cumula, cumula vista.
Cumula, cumula, cumula vista.
Hey, no, 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 no vista.
Hey, no, 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 no vista.
Yin mina, desmina, duwa, juwada mina. Oops, skiddly doo dad, skiddoo dad, skiddoo dad. So some of that was really enthusiastic. It's fine. So where does it come from? What do we think? Let's pass it out.
Argentina.
Yeah. So have you sung it in Argentina?
No.
Any other guesses? It's not Argentina.
The UK? I don't know the answer, by the way.
Nobody knows. It's a very widespread song. It's first recorded around World War II as a campfire song, and since then it has been used all over the world. Most people think it's sort of originated in Africa as a kind of protest song that people would sing running down the streets. There's no evidence for that whatsoever. So what we have here is actually a nonsense song. The way we're going to do it as we go along, I'm going to go, what are the scores, Ned? And you're all going to sing, please tell us, what are the scores, Ned? What are the scores, Ned?
Please tell us, what are the scores, Ned?
So much.
Excellent. First up is our themed round, and this week's theme is science, originally meaning knowledge. So if ignorance is bliss, science must be hell. If you don't believe me, picture a Bunsen burner. See, it's a robot candle. Evil. All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with the correct answer. The hive mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. Fingers on buzzers. In the Naftalin health centres in Azerbaijan, what can you bathe in to apparently cure yourself of over 70 diseases? Kiwi mango.
Urine.
Oh my God, I was going to say the same thing. We're so connected.
It's definitely urine.
Urine?
Human
okay.
pee.
Human
for
urine.
For anyone who didn't know what I meant when I said urine.
Okay. Good cop, bad cop?
Medicine.
Sorry, but Jessica said medicine, bathe but that seems medicine. Obvious.
Yes. Because I think it's urine.
Probably I thought, like, what about milk? Would that
milk,
go off?
Yeah.
Is it too hot or would that go off? I'm going to say, oh, milk. I enjoyed that
milk.
Sound.
Okay, milk. All right, hive mind.
Crude oil.
Ooh. Okay, crude oil, Texas tea.
Mud.
Horse manure.
Salt water.
Salty water.
Vinegar.
Salt and vinegar, okay. All right, if you think it's vinegar, buzz now. If you think it's water, buzz now. Even the people who live just won't buzz for them. They won't back their own horse. Speaking of horses, horse manure, buzz now. Mud, buzz now. Crude oil, buzz now. You are correct. It's crude oil.
Amazing. Have you been there?
Did you know that?
Did you do that?
No, I'm booking flights to go to Azerbaijan.
And that's a selling point.
Is that why?
you're booking flights to go to Azerbaijan soon and...
bathe in crude oil.
It came up on Google as one of the things to do. What, Facebook suggested it because it knew you'd been booking flights. It was like, have you thought about crude oil? Crude oil bath.
It's the Lonely Planet guide. Though.
Well, this is why this show worked. Diversity works. You can see that. You know, 70 people know more than any two because in any group of 70 people, one of them will have been Googling, what can I do in Azerbaijan? It's just how it works, gang.
So you can't stay in it when you do get in the crude oil bath. You can't stay in it for more than, I think, 10 minutes because otherwise your pores will suffocate and you will die. But they insist before then it is really quite healthy. And one of the things that supports how healthy it is it was first mentioned 1,000 years ago. And like all medieval healthcare treatments, it still applies to this day.
In Japan... why are women traditionally considered ill-suited to the role of sushi chef?
Because they're small hands. I don't know.
Small hands. I would think that would be an advantage.
No.
Sushi's quite fine work.
Well, you'd think that, but no, it would be the opposite, because the rice would get in between your tiny small fingers.
Okay, small hands, kiwi mango.
Massive hands, like all of them. Massive hands. So they're like, no, not for you.
Massive
you don't
hands.
Have to agree with that, Jake.
I'm on board.
Are these the best answers the teams have? Just before we throw them to the hive mind.
Pregnancy. Is that
yes.
something?
Pregnancy, yes.
Because of our wombs.
It's the reason.
No, that's not
yeah,
my
it's
reason.
It's the reason for a lot
no,
of discrimination.
That's
not my reason for it, but you're not supposed to be near raw fish when you preggo. So maybe they think it'll get through the fingers. Oh. Francesca, don't look
all
at
right.
me.
All right, okay. So we've got small hands, large hands, and pregnant. Hive mind.
Patriarchy.
because of the patriarchy? I mean, that is That is
every answer, isn't it?
It really should be the answer to every question because of the patriarchy. Any other reasons? It's dangerous to be around sharp knives with high heels.
Do the men wear high heels when they cut the sushi? Is that why?
Because their hands are too warm.
Their hands are too warm.
Yeah, you put the fish in your hand. Make it not raw anymore, innit? Good cook, good cook.
But men have warmer body temperatures than women, so maybe it's their cold hands.
Are you playing for the hive mind now, Jake?
Defecting.
I got you, girl.
Okay, so is it because of the patriarchy? Buzz now. Yes. Sharp knives, high heels, bad combination, buzz now. Or their hands are too warm. That is correct. Their hands are too warm. They're not, but their internal temperature is thought to be too hot, so there is a fear they will start cooking the sushi and spoil the taste. So what Bisha said, Bisha sort of finished the hive mind's thought.
Yeah, so basically in Japanese kind of traditional medicine, and as we've learned already, traditional medicine is very sensible, it is considered, even though there is no scientific evidence for this, that women have a warmer body temperature. And also, it has been blamed by a couple of sexist sushi chefs that because of menstruation, it needs to be steady work. But because women menstruate, that means they can't be steady over a month. They're always changing. Whereas men, they are wise, apparently. Thankfully, this is all being challenged. A female-run sushi restaurant's been set up in Japan called Narasukiyo. So if you're going to Japan, visit.
This has turned out to be a real Travelocity episode, hasn't it? If you're going to Azerbaijan, get in the crude oil. If you're going to Tokyo, get into that female-run sushi kitchen.
Yeah, these sponsorship deals are going really well, aren't
they? They are going really well. We're trying hard. We really are trying hard. So who's getting points there? The hive mind?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bisha
did finish it, though, but she said...
She made a funny joke, and that was the real reward of that.
Yeah. So I actually can't disagree with that.
Bisha, you've got a laugh, but no points. In 2008, the French football manager, Raymond Domenech, refused to pick Robert Pires for the national team because of what superstitious reason? Kiwi mango.
Sorry, I decided to eat a biscuit halfway.
Are you eating some of Tom Gilliffin's fabulous biscuit?
I don't know why I did it. It's just a nervous tick. And now I have a really important answer to give. He's left-handed.
Left-handed?
And then left-handed people like, are Satan.
They're...
I mean, the superstition, I don't believe that.
It sounded like you did. If you're listening at home, Bisha just made a face and some hand gestures that implied very clearly that she thinks left-handed people are witches, which is upsetting for me because I am, in fact, very left-handed.
Case in point.
Tell you, I know how Weinstein feels now. It is a witch hunt. Don't boo me. I'm a woman. I get sexually harassed hourly. And I'm not allowed to make sushi, which has been my only dream for some years. Good cop, bad cop. What's a French superstition that would stop you hiring somebody as a footballer?
The horse... How do you call it? The horse heels.
Horse heels. Horseshoes?
Horseshoes. The thing that goes...
The U thing.
The horseshoe.
The horseshoe. So probably...
So the thing that you nail onto the bottom of the horse's foot, that's
Shape. This is against bad luck. So probably this player...
Looks like a horseshoe.
Yeah, used to...
I mean, you sound lovely. What you're saying sounds lovely. I have no idea, but I can listen to it for hours, Francesco.
It's true, isn't it? Because it's like almost anything you say, Francesco, no matter how utter rubbish, still you're still magnetic.
But in
Do you
France,
mean his shoes? Is this...
if you play football with the horseshoes, it's not good. You're
this...
not a good player.
You move to England because in Italy all the men sound like you, so you've got to be clever as well.
Yes. This is, don't clap. Why are you clapping?
You've got bad cop. I like it.
But it's true. It's totally true. We can prove it.
Prove that wearing the horseshoes is bad.
Are you suggesting...
If you're suggesting this man
plays football with horseshoes nailed to his feet...
I will never pick a player for my national team if he plays with the horseshoe. It's not superstition, it's logic. You know what I mean? French people are clever.
Okay.
Am I right? Am I right?
I mean, you can't say it. The hive mind haven't answered. I mean, I don't think you need bother now. That definite right answer's been handed in. It's just pointless, guys. But just in case that isn't the right answer, do you have an idea, hive mind, what a superstition might be that might stop a French manager picking someone for a national team?
Long hair.
Long hair?
Red hair.
Red hair. Anything else?
Left-footed.
Well,
I'm basically mad, though,
isn't it? Yes, there are cases in which the left-handed and right-footed.
Are they right? Wearing a horseshoe on the left or the right foot?
If you have a horseshoe nailed onto your left foot, that's going to be a severe, a severe problem. Anything else? Okay, all right. If you think it's long hair, buzz now. Red hair, buzz now. Left-footed, buzz now. In fact, he's a Scorpio. Yeah. Ned, please explain.
Raymond Domenech was a big believer in astrology, and he didn't pick Patrice Evra once because I forget which star sign he was. I think Taurus, and Taurus has made you windy. He said, I take into account all the parameters. I have just included astrology as an extra parameter.
Wow. And it's the end of the round.
What are the scores, Ned?
Lovely. And first time as well, really impressive. Good Cop, Bad Cop are currently in third place with no points. Kiwi Mango are second with 5 points. And the Hive Mind are running away with it with 20 points.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Next round is everyone's favourite round.
Idioms!
What is the meaning of this foreign phrase which we have literally translated into English, fingers on buzzers? In Ukraine, they say, you have water in your mouth. You have water in your mouth.
Oh. Does it mean that you talk a lot of shit?
Yeah, like you're full of water when water is a lie
and
in your mouth.
And it flows out of your mouth like a stream.
Okay.
Of life.
Good cop, bad cop?
Yes, it is like if I say something to you and I don't want you to tell other people what I'm telling you, you have water in your mouth, which means don't tell this thing to other people.
Or keep it a secret.
Keep it a secret, yes, exactly.
Oh my God, do I know Italian?
Yes,
amazing.
Yes.
I'm piling full. I'm so excited. Hive mind. In Ukraine, they say you have water in your mouth. What do they mean?
Cat's got your tongue.
Cat's got your tongue. You're guilty.
You're inarticulate.
You're pregnant.
Are you playing for the hive mind there, Mark?
I'm playing for the hive mind.
Okay, and you're
I don't normally play for the hive mind, but this particular hive mind has particularly endeared itself to me.
Okay. It's because they've gone along with the a cappella singing.
Exactly.
Okay, so if you think it's cat's got your tongue, buzz now.
That Sorry.
Why? Right. You are not on the hive mind.
Just wanted to lend that person my support.
If you're guilty, buzz now. Not if you're guilty. If you are, if you think it's you're guilty, buzz now. If you think it's you're inarticulate, buzz now. Pregnant, buzz now. All right. In fact, the right answer is you have nothing to say. And is that cat's got your tongue, or is that more BS?
It's talking a lot of
Ned?
It could be a secret.
A secret.
I think, yeah, totally you've got nothing to say because you got a secret, but more likely not that.
Why not?
I'm going to give you some points because I don't think it will affect the final rankings.
Are you going to give us a pity point? Because we'll take it.
Ned, what does it mean? Is it cat's got your tongue?
It means cat's got your tongue, Deborah.
Okay. It means cat's got your tongue, so the hive mind have scored. Woo! Well done, hive mind.
So no points for us.
No, there's no points for you, Francesco, no.
But I don't want to argue about your language. But
you've gone bad cop.
Secret is nothing to say.
Is it? No, not really. No. I think it's the opposite. You've got lots to say, but you can't say it. I think that's
yes, but in a... Okay, sorry.
What's the Italian word for secret?
Have water in your mouth. I'm not joking. In Italy, you can check. This way of saying means keep a secret.
Really, it actually is.
The Igbo people of Nigeria say, if one man makes a decision, he commits murder. What would they mean by that? Kiwi Mango.
I think what it means is that everything has to be a community decision. So you kill everybody else by taking away their freedom to contribute to the decision, if you make the decision yourself. So I didn't go for the funny answer. I went for what I felt intuitively right. Because I care more about winning than entertaining you.
Good cop, bad cop.
Does it mean like being selfish? But then is that what you just said, really?
Yeah.
If one man makes a decision, so you're selfish, all right? Hive mind. If one man makes a decision, he commits murder. What would that mean in Nigeria? If he gets married.
Someone in a really unhappy relationship over there.
So if a man gets married...
If he gets, a decision to get married...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why is the decision to get married the same as murdering?
Is there something on your mind? Do you want to chat?
It's you've killed your single self, maybe, or something like that?
I'm just thinking as a man.
You're just thinking as a man. Okay. Anything else? Don't exclude people.
Democracy rules.
Anything else?
Just misquoting Game of Thrones.
Misquoting Game of Thrones. What's the Game of Thrones quote?
The man who passes the sentence should wield the blade. I thought he misquoted too.
The man who passes the sentence should wield the blade.
I've got Kit Harington on speed dial. I'll check it out.
If you think it's married, buzz now. Don't exclude anyone, buzz now. Democracy, buzz now. Misquoting Game of Thrones, buzz now. In fact, it means knowledge is never complete. Two heads are better than one. Is that sort of what Bishop said, Ned?
Sort of, yeah.
As in absolutely 100% accurate?
Well, I mean, no, not at all. I mean, you're not getting points for it, but it's sort of. No, you'll get 5 points.
Thank you.
In Russia, they say, you're strolling around. What do they mean?
You're dead vain. Stop being vain.
Strolling around, dead vain. You're Instagramming.
Oh, you're really vain, yeah. Francesca, by the way, to everyone, Francesca just whispered to me, we are the worst team ever. And I've genuinely been having a lovely time.
This is the opposite of strolling around.
Okay, Kiwi Mango.
Well, I reckon strolling around, like, when do you stroll around? When you have nothing to do, right? Mm-hmm. So it's when you're wasting time?
What are you doing, mate? You're strolling around. You're strolling through your life.
Do you like to do that?
Stop strolling. Go for a jog.
Are you talking to our team? This sounds
a lot like things you've heard your mother say to you.
No. Why are you always strolling? It's fine.
Mama Ali is...
He's tweeting around the bush.
Oh.
She's giving us... I'll take that because it's the same.
No, that is a hive mind answer. Anybody else in the hive mind got something?
Avoiding the question.
That's what
my mum said. Just left to say.
Taking the piss?
Beating around the bush, taking the piss. Indecisive. You're okay, you've got nothing to worry about. Okay, if you think it's beating around the bush, buzz now. Again, Bishi, you cannot buzz. You are not in the hive mind. But it's nice that you supported your mum. Avoiding the question, buzz now. Taking the piss, buzz now. Indecisive? Okay. In fact, it means you're cheating on someone. You're strolling around.
How does that work?
How?
Which
what is the connection?
In theory, you have to be very vain to think you won't get caught cheating on someone. Yeah.
No, yes. You're strolling around, so you're walking from one person to another, I think, Francesco.
I see, I see, I see.
What's the Italian expression? And there must be quite a few for this.
Being in a couple. Just
being in a couple.
Being in a couple is, yes, because it's not a big deal. I'm sorry, I'm not saying it's good, but it's how we think. Like, cheating is pretty common.
You realize I'm married to an Italian, right? I'm like, shit! I just got married! He said he wouldn't come today. I was wondering why. He's strolling.
He's strolling.
Strolling someone else's bush.
Do you remember when we did that podcast that ruined your life?
And it's the end of the round.
Please don't stroll, just keep to one bed.
Please tell us what are the scores, Ned.
In third place, it's Good Cop, Bad Cop with 5 points.
Yay!
Kiwi Mango in second place with 15 points, and the Hive Mind are in first place with 25 points.
The next round is the teams round. One member of each team has brought a question of their own making. Some of them have brought it in writing. Those who aren't great at reading their emails are bringing it from their imagination right now. If the audience can be thinking of a question they could ask, that would be just great and make the format workable. All right, so Good Cop, Bad Cop, do you have a question for Kiwi Mango?
Yes. We have. So, in Italy... Why nobody's taking me seriously? In this?
We are. No, we
I
really
am, yeah,
are.
Please, continue, yeah.
In Italy, there is a restaurant.
Just one?
I'm not strolling around, but we have a restaurant. This restaurant has a specific characteristic. It is the most blank of the world.
The most blank of the world?
Yeah, I don't know how to put the question.
Okay, like, the most blank... Is it the most blank restaurant in the world?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to fill the blank.
All right, so it's one restaurant in Italy.
Yep.
And it's the most blank restaurant in the world.
So the question is, give me a defining characteristic of one restaurant in the country of Italy.
Yeah.
There are no other parameters. Please know the answer. I'm going to throw it to Jake.
Well, evidently they're all strolling, so who knows?
Well, Jake, you must have Italian citizenship now, or at least the ability to get Italian citizenship, because you've married an Italian.
Yeah, well, that's the plan after Brexit, yeah.
So you're basically, you're Italian, is what I'm saying, so you should
see,
know this.
Yeah, see, no, I wish. The most blank in the world.
So, like,
okay,
the biggest...
So from my experience being married to an Italian, I would say that it is the most...
It's got to be like the biggest, or it sounds like the most, like, the most squid on the planet, you know? I don't know anything about Italy. The most pizza, their pizza, right?
I'm yeah, so that's
sorry.
Italian.
They definitely do have Italian. Pizza in Italy, yes.
You like, I would suggest an adjective. An adjective. Most pizza.
The oldest.
Oldest.
The oldest restaurant in the world.
Oh, because Italy, right?
Because Italy's really old, right?
Yeah.
Is it the oldest?
I'll go with that.
No.
Okay, so you're going to get points now. What is it?
It's the smallest restaurant in the world.
Smallest restaurant
yes.
in the world?
Only one table for two people.
Oh.
That's just a house.
It's very hard to reserve, to book a table there. It's very, very hard.
Where is this?
Close to Rieti, close to Roma.
Have you been there?
No, because it's very hard to... Only two people.
Is it a traditional or in some way old? Or?
Yeah, it's very, very beautiful, small.
Yeah. And one might say it's the smallest in the world.
Kiwi Mango, do you have a question for the Hive Mind?
Yes, we do. So in New Zealand, what does it mean when someone says that you're donkey deep?
Donkey. So Hive Mind in New Zealand, what does it mean when someone says you're donkey deep?
You're in trouble.
You're in trouble?
You're on the hunt for the wilder people.
On the hunt for the wilder people.
I like that reference. Thank you. I got it. Yeah. Yeah. What was that?
On the hunt for the wilder people?
I don't know who Ricky Baker
Ricky
is.
Or Ricky Vega. No. Okay, so I'm just going to ask you, is it any of those?
No.
Okay, all right. Have you got one more that you can throw? And this one is your last chance.
Stupid.
You're stupid. Is that correct, Jake?
No.
No. All right, what is it? What is the answer?
So if someone says that you're donkey deep in New Zealand, it means you're in too deep. You're too involved in the situation.
Why donkey?
Because donkeys have... Do I have to explain this? This is something my nana says. My nana says. My nana's like a really conservative old Jewish woman. She's always like, you're in donkey deep. I'm like, nana, do you know why you're in donkey deep? Because it's because donkeys have big...
Yeah, feet, yeah.
Yeah.
Really big horseshoes.
Really big horseshoes.
Donkey shoes.
All right, so both Kiwi Mango and Good Cop, Bad Cop have scored. Hive Mind, can you score? Could you just say your name and where you're from?
Mercedes from London, originally Nigeria.
What is your question?
Question is, what does the phrase shine your eye mean? If someone said that to you in Nigeria, what would they want you to do?
You don't have to buzz because you're the only team who can answer.
But you did smash the buzzing though, well done.
Yeah.
I wondered why they didn't buzz first. I'm so quick to now.
So, shine your eye. What does it mean?
I think it means take notice.
Is that right? Mercedes?
I guess so, yeah.
It would be good if you knew definitively.
No.
What does it mean?
Please, say yes, please.
Mercedes, what does it really mean? Don't try and be kind because Francesca's attractive. That's not.
What about me? Mercedes, which one do you fancy? Come on. That's the real answer we all want to know. Come on.
I'm sorry, Mercedes. You do not have to answer that. And you do not have to fancy anybody.
I forgot what the answer that they said was there.
They said sort of to pay attention. What's the real answer?
No, the real answer is, so it's normally someone gets you to watch over something. So they're like, shine your eye on that.
So it's like watch a child.
Yeah, like look after
take
something.
Notice.
Shine your eye.
That child.
Pay attention to the child.
It's a second language, but I can understand it.
I love how you keep playing the language card.
Ned, pay attention, watch over.
They're getting half a point for that.
Half a point?
Which is...
At least.
And maybe
and
day.
It's the end of the round.
Try to sing with a mouthful of gingerbread. Please tell us what are the scores, Ned.
So it's shifted around a bit, and now two teams are joint in second place with 20 points. Good Cop, Bad Cop and Kiwi Mango. And the Hive Mind are first with 25 points.
You're excited. Next up is the Game Changer round. No, it's not a round where we stop this panel show and start playing Twister. Here we ask a question about huge winners who were formerly known as losers. There's only one question in this round, but it is worth double points. So if you're the losing team, get your buzz noise ready right now. In August 1989... a protest was held to draw attention to the occupation of the Baltic states by the Soviets. What did 2 million people from three different nations do?
Oh my God, I know this. They joined like in a big like human line of like, what do you call a human line?
A human chain.
And what you're doing with your gestures there, what are you trying to gesture?
Oh yeah, I'm doing a bit of like...
Held hands, innit? They held hands.
They held hands.
They held hands.
Yeah.
Three different nations, 2 million people held hands in a human centipede. Not centipede, sorry. Human. Worm.
You think they chanted?
Chanting?
So it's in response to it, what did they do, 2 million people?
A protest was held to draw attention to the occupation of the Baltic states by the Soviets. What did 2 million people do? Are you saying chanting, Francesca?
Yeah.
Turn the telly off?
1989.
Yes. 1999, they all turned the telly off.
I did something very similar with Love Island. I turned it off. So I was annoyed that so many people were watching it.
All right. So turn their tellies off. Yeah. Hive Mind? The chain thing.
Can't have our answers, mate. You've got to make your own answers.
Well, people can repeat answers if they believe that they are true, but the people that said it first get more points. Are you behind that, or do you want something else?
The chain thing.
So, Hive Mind, if you believe it's the chain thing, please hold hands and show us that.
That's a
really beautiful moment.
But it's going to be completely lost on a podcast. They could have done that fucking anything then, and nobody
luckily
would have known.
We have Grace, the professional photographer, here to capture that moment. In fact, it was the chain thing. They held hands. The unbroken line of people stretched the equivalent of Brighton to Newcastle. Mm-hmm. By March 1990, they had their first free democratic elections in over 50 years. Mm-hmm. The final round is our quickfire round. Teams must buzz in if they think they know the answer. Hive mind, if one of you knows the answer, just stand up and buzz like a bee. In England, you'd say, it's pretty as a picture. In Vietnam, you would say, it's so pretty, I'm seeing what?
Stars.
I was going to say stars too.
Well, you'd both be wrong. It's graves.
What?
How does that work?
Name a Caucasian country.
Georgia.
Azerbaijan?
Yes, both of those are correct. Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan and Russia. Amongst the science fiction community, what is a red shirt?
A character who's going to die at the top.
That is correct. A character whose plot function is to be killed. Richard the Lionheart said he would sell what if he could find a buyer?
A kingdom for his horse.
No.
Sell his kingdom for a horse. I can't remember
heart.
Which way around it is.
His heart.
His heart.
Yes,
it's close. London. I think that should get half a point.
I get another half of that because my mum.
No, you don't. Where are you from in the world if chuffed is an emotion? You never use the word the and red roses don't exist.
The north.
Yes, Yorkshire is correct.
Yorkshire's
in the north.
Yes,
yeah,
it
but
is, but
they're from Lancashire. Lancashire, I see.
Well, Ned's also from Lancashire, so this is a Lancashire off. In Argentina, what film was renamed Night of the Night?
Saturday Night Fever?
No, The Dark Knight.
Close.
Night of the Night, isn't it? New Zealand has three national languages. One is English. Name the other two.
Oh, Maori and New Zealand Sign Language.
Correct! How many living monarchs are there in the world?
78. 62.
Did I hear 50? Because that is correct. And it's the end of the show. Woo!
Please tell us what are the scores, Ned. Please tell us what are the scores, Ned.
It's an incredibly tense final round. Only 5 points separating the winning team from the second place team. Good cop, bad cop is neither. They are in third place with 25 points. In second place with 47.5 points. Wow. It's a hive mind. The winners.
Wow, this hardly ever happens. It's very difficult for a team to win.
I've done this so many times, I've never won.
I know, you hardly ever see a team win because the hive mind knows more. So, to our winners, it's a sacred promise from your lover that they'll never stroll around on you, except for you, Jake, obviously. Let alone start purposefully walking. But for our losers, it's a whole museum of science. And if you still like science and that doesn't count as a punishment, you can also have a lovely crude oil bath. And I'll leave you on this thought from Russia. An old friend is better than two new ones. Well, of course you'd think that, Russia. One of your new friends is Donald Trump. Please give it up for Jake Howie! Misha Kayali! Katie Mulgrew! Francesco Nicaro! Ned Sedgwick and Brent Scorner! Mark Hodge on keyboard! You, the hive mind! The listeners at home! I've been Deborah Francis White. Good night! To Global Pillage, hosted and created by Deborah Francis White. The questions were said by Ned Sedgwick. Music was by Mark Hodge. The recording engineer was Chris Sharp. The producer for the spontaneity show was Tom Zielinski. The program associate was Jessica Mostecue. Thanks to Zoe, Sally, and everyone at King's Place. For more information about this and other episodes, visit globalpillage.net. Hey!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.